Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode we were talking about how hopefully I can help you in continuing your meditation with this Modern World Zen podcast. And if that's all I was able to do, then I would be more than satisfied. it's obviously a very difficult thing to do, to provide that. And, you know, yesterday we looked, or last episode, we looked at just the overview of our political situation, you know, to try to find our self in the mix. And we found a way to do that, one of the things that we started with was this idea that, you know, we don't know what direction we're going in, right? We started with mindfulness, which you can always use, but we also said we didn't know where we were going. And we probably were going in the wrong direction because everyone seems to be going in the wrong direction. Why would we be the lone example of someone who's charting the correct path? So, in this episode, we're going to be looking at how it is that we should really go about our meditation, and not mindfulness, but actually how we go about our meditation. I'm not going to set it up with the mindfulness. I'm not going to do a mindfulness setup on this episode, but we're going to go a little deeper and look at how it is we should be meditating. Not so much like, oh, sit down and breathe and, you know, focus on your breath and all that, but we're going to, that's really a mindfulness-based approach. We're going to look at how we should be thinking of meditation. And remember, when we wrapped up last episode, we were trying to understand that, you know, we have this consciousness. Now, consciousness can also be called Kundalini. Kundalini is the feeling aspect of consciousness. It's not separate from consciousness. And that's what I'd like to talk about now. And really, we should be aware that we have this Kundalini always. So if there was a time in our past where we felt that we didn't have it, right? That time, that specific moment in your life when it was not there, it was there. It was just there in a dormant form. And maybe at some point you had your Kundalini awakened, but it was still there at that time in your past. And maybe you feel bad because you weren't chanting and you weren't meditating then. And you weren't worshiping it, really, because you didn't think you had it. But you did have it. And if only you had known that you had it, you would have probably lived your life very differently. You would have probably spent time meditating and cultivating good awareness and thinking of the Kundalini and spending actual physical time meditating. But you didn't. Really, because you didn't know it was there. So that's a great place for us to start this episode. And I would say that, we like to think of ourselves as enlightened. And that's great. But we certainly weren't thinking of ourselves as enlightened then. We didn't even know anything existed, really. And I'm really speaking to most people when I say that, right? Now we might think we're enlightened, but are we really enlightened? And how far do we really have to go to get there? right? But let's take the example in our past. We didn't think we were enlightened then. What if we had thought we were enlightened then? Oh my gosh, that would be something, right? We wouldn't have wasted all this time, right? We would have found our happiness much earlier on and not have had to go through all of this that we've had to go through. But nevertheless, we are here and everything happens for a reason. So let's look at the difference between sort of the unenlightened state and the enlightened state as it pertains to how we're going to approach our meditation in this episode. So one of the things that we can do is you can do what I'm doing, which is we just talk about it. We never actually practice. And if you're just listening and you're never actually practicing, shame on you. Shame on you, because you should be practicing, right? But nevertheless, one of the ways to go about it is just to talk about it, never do anything. Maybe that's better than not talking about it at all, but we really should be doing something too. And one of the things that we can try to, and how we approach our meditation, is that really we should see, if we're told that consciousness exists everywhere, we should also see consciousness in things that are by definition not consciousness. So if you saw consciousness everywhere, you should also see consciousness in anger and hate too, right? And those two terms, you might hear them and you might relate them to a certain group. You should see consciousness in those groups too. Wherever you happen to be, wherever your political thing is or whatever, you should see consciousness there too, right? Really, really, truly do that. And if we don't do that, that's when we have some trouble. So that's really how we should approach our meditation. Let's just try to see consciousness in two other things that we know don't include consciousness, right? Let's just do that. I could say one thing, but I'll just say two things. So anger and hate, those are kind of like the same thing, right? But we can see consciousness in those things. Okay, so that's the first thing that we're going to do. And you could say, oh, well, that's working really well. And hopefully it will. Let it work. And as we go about our practice, we should know that really we're not trying to like attain something new. We're really just trying to, like I almost say almost every episode, we're really just trying to attain what we already have. And when we do attain what we already have, it's very easy to give up our problems, our addictions, and things that are holding us back and we know that we shouldn't be doing. It's easier to give those up. And also, we can be content if we're doing something good in solitude, that it actually is good for us. We don't have to be running around all the time. If something we know is good that we're doing in solitude, then it is good. Period. Right? Meditation is never going to be against anything that you do that is good. It's only going to be against things that you know are wrong. And easier to give it up in a meditative state than it is in a worldly state. It's very difficult to do either way, but it becomes m possible to do when you're in a meditative state. And one of the things that we can look at also is that, like I said, when you are private and you're doing things good, that is good. Know that that's good. And hopefully what you are doing in private is you're meditating. Is that you're doing some sort of prayer to God, in your silence, in your private time. And I can tell you that someone who never does that is not enlightened. Okay? They're not enlightened. Someone who never does that, any of the things that we've talked about, are not enlightened. There's no way that they can be. So erase that from your mind because it's not possible. And I would also say that, we might have things, we might have family, friends, possessions, but we shouldn't be attached to any of it. We shouldn't be attached to family, friends, or whatever it is that we have. Therefore, we shouldn't be attached to anything. And that can be a very difficult thing to deal with. But take the place where you live, right? Try not to be attached to it, right? It's not that it's going to go the next day, but live without attachment. And that's how an enlightened being lives. He or she lives without attachment to where they live. And you can understand that. Why would you want to learn from an enlightened master who is attached to where they lived? Would they ever want to come see you, or would they ever want to travel with you somewhere, or could they come to see you, or you could come to see them? You wouldn't want that. That would be a sign of weakness. So we don't want to be attached to where we live. And these are all very true things. And we should remember these things. So we think of consciousness everywhere, right? We think of consciousness and things that we didn't want to see as consciousness, like anger and hate, say in our example. But there are also some things that we need to cultivate that allow us to do this. Obviously, this is not easy to do. You could hear it from me on this podcast and say, okay, I'm going to do that. But in the world, in practice, it's extremely difficult to do. So to help us, one of the things that we can do is not be attached, right? You can find two things that you're going to break your attachment to. So you see two things as consciousness that you didn't see as before, right? Now I want you to detach yourself from two things that you were attached to. And you could say, oh, that's fantastic. So you're reaching out and you're expanding your consciousness that fills two things that you didn't think were consciousness. And in so doing, I want you to give up attachment to two things that you were knowingly, that you know in your heart that you're attached to. We're not trying to trick anyone. You know everything. But we're just trying to organize it and clean it out and make it a little bit better. You know what you aren't seeing as consciousness. You know what you're attached to. Let's try to fix those things and put them in the proper place. And that's basically the episode for today. So that's something you can practice. We're looking at awareness and we're looking at attachment, and we're kind of trying to deal with both. Because you want you when you approach an enlightened being, you would want him or her to see consciousness everywhere. You wouldn't ever want to be left out, or anyone you know to be left out, right? So they would need that all-pervading outlook, but they also would need to have a lack of attachment. You wouldn't want them to become attached to you, but you also wouldn't want them to be attached to where they are from or what they're doing, because you would want them to come and play with you and dance with you, as if you will, but even just to communicate with you genuinely takes a real lack of attachment. And so that's why we have to talk about attachment too. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone tuning in. Hopefully this podcast has been enlightening for you. And I think that when we do this little bit of exercise, just spend some time doing it. That's really the best thing that you can do, is to really, really say, I'm going to try what he said. You can write it down on your to-do list as something to try later, to try it next week, to try it this week, whatever. Obviously, sooner the better, but these podcasts will remain up for you to listen to again. So hopefully you can try that out and it can work for you. So signing off, thank you again. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.